Ready to kick your life into high focus? The waitlist for 90-Day Power Pivot 101 coaching is now open. If you feel like you're a secondary character in your life story or that you've just been going through the motions, then it's time for a change. Get more freedom and flexibility in your life and business with Power Pivot 101 coaching. You'll start seeing results in the first 90 days. And after 12 months, you'll become the powerhouse CEO you were always meant to be. To start your Power Pivot journey, click the link in the show notes to join the waitlist. Welcome to the Life in High Focus podcast. I'm your host, Elle, and each week we will chat about ways to live a more balanced and fulfilled life. Now, as a high focus coach, I help women entrepreneurs like you tackle self-discipline, establish boundaries, manage energy, and optimize time. If it feels like your business and personal life are always in constant competition with each other and you're beyond ready to break free, then this is the podcast for you. Let's dive in. Hello, CEO friend, and welcome to a new episode of the Life in High Focus podcast. This episode is going to be a little bit different because I'm actually recording it from my car. So I am in the middle of moving to a brand new office space, and I'm also prepping for my vacation that I'll be leaving for in the next 2 days. Things are a little bit all over the place, but I wanted to make sure that I got this episode out on time. I live in New York. If you hear cars passing, just chalk it up to the fact that this is New York City, baby. All right, so let's get into this episode, how to live a fulfilled life. Life is a journey. We all want to live fulfilling lives, but what does that even mean? It means different things to different people, right? A fulfilling life is one with balance, joy, meaning, and purpose. And guess what? You can create your own fulfilling life. We're going to talk about tips and tricks that will help you live a more fulfilled life. So the first step to living a fulfilled life is making up your own rules. And this can be difficult, especially if you were taught to follow the rules of others. If you grew up with a religious upbringing, or just from your parent in general, there could be a lot of rules that you were taught from a young age. The best way to create your own rules is to recognize that no one else has the right answers for you when it comes to how you should live your life. The second step is figuring out what those rules should be for your life. You might decide that working long hours in an office job doesn't suit your personality. And if you're listening to this episode, you're probably an entrepreneur. So if you are someone who knows that a 9-to-5 wouldn't work for you, then you have set out on your entrepreneurial path and you are figuring out ways to make income for yourself. Once you've broken all those old rules, you can experiment with different ways of living until you ultimately find something that fits perfectly into your life. So just like we want a good pair of jeans to fit and a good pair of shoes, we want the rules and how we live our lives to fit our lifestyle. My next tip is that you should cultivate your curiosity. So curiosity helps us innovate our lives in ways like never before. If we aren't consistently thinking outside the box and challenging old traditions, we'll never come up with exciting new ideas or create amazing things out of thin air. Curiosity is what leads us to new adventures and gives us brilliant new ideas. Curiosity is also the key ingredient for success in any area of life. Whether it's getting better grades in school, making more money at work or in your business, or if you are just trying to do something new, then curiosity is the key to take you there. Tip number 3 is to take time to get to know yourself. Learn about yourself every day. Learn your strengths, your weaknesses, and figure out how to accept those strengths and weaknesses and also use them to your advantage. Figure out what you're good at and what you aren't good at, and discover things in life that make you happy, but also the things that drain your energy and make it harder for you to achieve happiness. So we want to hone in and focus on ways to improve our energy. And this is what I like to call energy management. And you also want to figure out if there's anything besides work or school that really inspires you and things that you may have a passion for. So this next tip ties into that curiosity that I just spoke about. And it's just all about trying something new. So try a new hobby, try a new sport, try a new class, try cooking new recipes, and even try new foods, clothing, and makeup. Just go through the world and live as a discoverer, an explorer, someone who is willing to do new things. Tip number 4 is open yourself up to possibilities. It's easy to get stuck in a rut. We tend to seek out what we know and we are comfortable with the familiar. However, being open to possibilities is one of the keys to finding a fulfilling life. When you actively seek out new experiences and surround yourself with people who see the world differently than you do, it can lead to a much more fulfilling life. So tip number 5 is an all-time favorite of mine, and it's all about practicing self-care. So you can't take care of others if you don't take care of yourself. Self-care, or the practice of looking after your mental and physical health, is important for everyone. But it's especially crucial when you are an entrepreneur and you are trying to balance building a business and also juggling your personal life. So when you're feeling low or you feel like you're lacking energy, then you can take a few moments to do some things that'll make you happy and make you feel better about your situation. Self-care things that you can do is take a bath, read a book, meditate, and do some yoga. The next tip is also a favorite of mine, is that you should keep learning. I believe in being a lifelong learner because life is about learning, and learning that doesn't just exist in a school building or in a university. Learning new things helps us to be creative, more productive, and happier. It also gives us the chance to discover new skills that we don't know we had. Learning something new can help us connect with others and understand them better. For example, when you learn how someone else speaks another language or grew up in another country, it's like having an inside look at their life. You'll see how different people live their lives, which might inspire you to adopt some of those habits into your own life as well. Another tip or thing that you should implement is giving back. So one of the most fulfilling things that you can do in life is to give back. And giving back doesn't just mean helping out others financially or donating money. It also means giving your time and energy. So giving back takes on many different forms. You can help someone in need, teach someone something new, or even just offer a friendly smile when someone needs it the most, right? Giving back not only makes you feel good inside, but it also helps build stronger relationships with those around you. And lastly, my final tip is that ultimately, living a fulfilling life is up to you. In the end, you are the only person responsible for your happiness. If you want to live a fulfilling life and experience joy, peace, and contentment every day, then it's up to you. To sum up all these key points, remember, life is a journey. It can be challenging, but also beautiful. You can live a fulfilling life by taking on new challenges and learning from your experiences. The key is to keep moving forward and not dwell on what happened in the past or worry about what might happen in the future. Instead, focus on living in each moment as fully as possible. Thanks for tuning in to the Life in High Focus podcast. If you want to continue the conversation or share your takeaways, I want to hear from you. Head on over to my Instagram at LTheCEO and comment on your favorite part. Also, make sure to rate and subscribe this podcast so you never miss an episode. New episodes are dropping each Thursday, and I can't wait for you to tune in next time. Until then, have an amazing and focused week.